Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth around 5,900 crore rupees at Siwan in Bihar. PM Modi dedicated the new Baishali-Devriya railway line project connecting Bihar and Uttar Pradesh with a cost of over 400 crore rupees and also flagged off the Vande Bharat Express train between Pataliputra and Gorakhpur. He also dedicated 6 sewage treatment plants under the Namami Gange project worth over 1,800 crore rupees. During the event, Mr. Modi also released the first installment to more than 53,000 beneficiaries of PM Awas Yojana Arban. In Sikkim, the annual Kailash Mansarovar Yatra has begun from Nathula today. Governor Om Prakash Mathur flagged off the journey. The first batch of 36 pilgrims and officials entered into the Tibet Autonomous Region for their journey towards Kailash Mansarovar. Chinese officials were present on the other side of Nathula to receive them. The first batch will take 11 to 12 days to complete the yatra and return to Gangtok. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed the importance of encouraging Divyangjans in all spheres of life. She stated that with the help of advanced technologies, Divyangjans can now contribute effectively to the mainstream. The president was addressing students at the National Institute for the Empowerment of Persons with Visual Disabilities in Dehradun today. Earlier, the president inaugurated Rashtrapati Niketan and Rashtrapati Tapovan in Dehradun. Indian Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that India will soon become a hub for global innovation. The Union Minister said this while interacting with Sir Ian Blatchford, Director and Chief Executive of the Science Museum Group at the Future Frontiers Forum in London yesterday. The Ministry of Culture will mark the 11th International Day of Yoga by organizing yoga sessions at 100 tourist-based iconic destinations and 50 more cultural sites across the country tomorrow. These events will complement the main celebrations being organized by the Ministry of Ayush in Visakhapatnam, which will be attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Along with the rest of the world, Arunachal Pradesh is gearing up to celebrate the 11th International Day of Yoga, IDY, tomorrow. The state-level celebration will take place in Itanagar with Health Minister Buram Wage attending as chief guest. Dr. Arbind Kumar, State Nodal Officer for IDY 2025 under the Ministry of Ayush, informed that people from all walks of life will participate in the celebration. He said a special Yoga Sangam event will be conducted in collaboration with the State Department of Health and Family Welfare on the occasion. Yoga Sangam, a flagship signature event of IDY 2025, aims to unite people across the country through synchronized yoga demonstration at over 1 lakh locations, promoting national integration and holistic health.
कुछ लोग सोचते हैं योग के लिए फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी चाहिए, लेकिन फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी तो सोच में होनी चाहिए ना, ना कोई बंधन, ना कोई बॉडी टाइप। बचपन हो या पचपन, व्हीलचेयर हो या वर्क फ्रॉम होम, योग सबका हक है।
योग जीवन से जब जुड़ता है, एक सहज क्रिया बन जाता है, तो वो प्रतिपल उसका बेनिफिट देता रहता है।
आइए इस 21 जून हम सब हिस्सा बने अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योग दिवस का और करें स्ट्रेच एंड चिल योग के साथ।
Indian Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said India has reduced its logistics cost percentage significantly over the years, and by the end of this year, he added that it will further reduce it to around 9%, which will play a significant role in the development of the country. Gadkari stated this in an exclusive interview with the Akashvani News. CBI has succeeded in returning of proclaimed offender Maidina Baba Umer Biari from UAE through Interpol channels. The accused was wanted in a case related to counterfeiting Indian currency notes, cheating and criminal conspiracy. In a move to immediately de-escalate the situation in West Asia, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi is scheduled to meet with his counterparts of Germany, France and UK in Geneva today. As per media reports, the ministerial delegation of the three European nations will first meet with EU's top diplomat Kaya Kallas at Germany's permanent mission in Geneva. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.